It's us. It's Bill and Wendy with you on WGN. It is always an honor to talk to Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory has been a civil rights activist, a social critic, and a stand-up comic for 60 years now. Dick, wow. Is that possible? 60 years? Dick?
Yep, I'm here. God bless. Yeah, 60 years.
60 years.
Hey, man, I've been married 56 years. Are you serious?
That's now, not bad.
That on to my comic stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That ain't nothing but a big joke.
You know, it's odd that President Barack Obama called, well, it's not odd that he calls you his favorite comic, but it's odd that you got bumped for him last week. We appreciate you rescheduling.
Oh, no, please. This is, do you know how powerful your radio station is? Right before you brought me on, I was listening to the financial report, and my son makes millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Betting. He's a little gambler. I don't gamble, but I look at all the newspapers. And you know what I tell him to read before you read the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah.
Des Moines Register.
Sure.
Why? They have the commodities. Anybody who decides, you look at that, you know who's going to eat and who's not going to eat.
It's true, isn't it? It's very true. Dick.
So that's the brilliant thing about gathering the news, but you have to filter it. I read about $1,000 worth of newspapers every...
Do you really?
Yeah, every 12 days. And I look for the crack in the fabric.
Yeah.
Because look at the two jailbreakers they found.
Mm-hmm.
Shot in the upper torso, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of all the reports you ever heard in the last 10 years, how many of them tell you they shot in the back, shot in the arm, shot in the head? Why do they use the word upper torso? So I got my people now finding out, is there some kind of law you can't talk about certain wounds until the doctor releases you? Or is it more to it than what they're telling us?
Huh.
I mean, here's two guys that, you know, that manhole they opened up?
Yes.
Well, that manhole weighs 150 pounds.
Right.
You have to be on a ladder because it's 7.5 feet from the ground. How did they do that? Huh?
How did they do that?
I don't believe they did it. I mean, you listen to what... You see, the problem with the press, you take stuff and don't know where it's coming from. They just send it in to you, and you don't know where it came from. And so, consequently, when you stop and think about... Look, I heard on your commercial about the veterans,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the suicide.
Yeah.
Now, America's the richest country in the world. Technology can't nobody touch us. Russia can in certain things. So we have 47 minimum suicides of veterans every day. How come the Vietnamese don't have none? They don't have no great law. They don't have no great medical schools. Well, what are they doing different from us? And we went to Iraq. We went to Vietnam. We went to Korea. There's no suicides after the war is over. So what are we doing wrong?
What's your theory, Dick? What do you think we're doing differently?
I think about the suicides is this. One, I don't care what nationality, what religion you are, if you don't believe, if you live in America, we all know about thou shalt not kill. We hear that. I don't care what religion, thou shalt not kill. That doesn't mean anything to you until you get there and you're killing people, and then you think about no other person that we go to war with have thou shalt not kill. And so I think when we start looking in that and finding out, hey, do this have any effect? It's like after the Korean War was the first time in the history of war our captured soldiers never, ever tried to escape. And so they couldn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, the reason is they don't look Asian. And so it wouldn't do no good to break out. And they said, no. In the Japanese War, we had soldiers escaped, okay?
Right.
And then, so when you look at it, we always portrayed the Chinese as owning a laundry.
Yeah.
Or selling Chinese food. Now, what happens when you get captured by them and you from Brooklyn, New York, and a young 22-year-old captain, Chinese, spit and polish, you know, just and he walks in, he's speaking better English than you and know more about Brooklyn than you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this don't fit the thing of Fu Manchu. It don't fit the thing of Charlie Chang'an. So when we realize that, that's why you don't see them silly Chinese stuff on TV no more. And so they know now how it affects the brain. So if you put the money into it, I mean, my thing is, if you're going to fight wars, then the munition people shouldn't make 80% of the profits from war. It should go into a kitty for the people who fight the wars, for researchers.
Yeah.
What it's about. No, that's our fault. Them folks who's doing it, they don't send no children to war. We do. And then when you stop and think about last year and the year before, soldiers was dying because they couldn't get appointments.
Right. It's terrible.
Same thing with the police. Here's how you do. Now, they said, well, with all these shootings of minority people, we got to retrain it. Let me tell you something. You cannot retrain a bird dog. Okay? So we're going to retrain the bird dog to kill sheep. On the way to get the sheep, they see a bird, they're going to kill it.
Yeah.
How do you untrain? Here's what happens. The three most important people to a democratic society is, one, the firefighters. Why? Because if all firefighters went on, if they go out on strike, the whole town can burn down.
Sure, of course.
Then come the cops. If all the cops run out, everybody's not going to get raped or killed. And then the school teachers. But they're the lowest rate. I watch my mother, Lucille Gregory, no formal education, worked for rich white folks, and they wasn't paying. They would go on vacation with their children, and they never left no little spending money for her. So they get to the point, well, she started stealing stuff out of their house. That's mm-hmm. the same thing I'm looking at the cops do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be, if your mother and father sent you to med school, you're not going to be a damn cop, man. That is a bad job, okay? But if we pay them, every cop's children should be able to go to college free, okay? Now, let me tell you something about segregation. Well, if I was black and lived in Mississippi, and you white and lived in Mississippi, and you went to med school or law school, the black colleges didn't have it. So we got to go to law school and medical school for free. Did mm-hmm. you hear what I just said?
Free.
We go to Harvard, Yale, okay?
Yeah.
University of Chicago. They pay us round-trip tickets, to and fro, six times to be with the family. They pay all of that, okay? Why don't you do it for the cops?
Kind of curious, isn't it? It is. Dick, hold on. We have to take a quick break, but we have to get your opinion on the Confederate flag controversy. We're both very curious to know your take on the Confederate flag and where it should fly, if at all. Dick Gregory,
I'll give you that real quick when you come back.
We'll come back with that. Dick Gregory's here, comedian, actor, social activist. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Comedian, social critic, civil rights activist Dick Gregory is our guest right now. Dick, you know the controversy. It's been around forever, but it really hit a boiling point last week. The Confederate flag. Question number one, should it fly over state capitals?
Well, first, you can't get into that. It's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Like when they talk about the word, I don't use the N-word. If a white boy walked up to me today and said, you N-word, and then hit me. If another white boy walk on me and call me the real thing, I got a federal lawsuit.
Yeah.
One is a hate crime, the other one is not. So let me just briefly back into that.
Okay.
When I was a little boy, growing up in St. Louis, rigidly segregated, I never saw white folks. Okay? But I saw black folks, my aunt, my uncles, my nieces, some of them was whiter than white folks. So when I grow up and I see a white, I'm not scared of white folks. The average white cop have never seen a black person until they grown.
Mm-hmm.
So they scared of black folks. I'm not. So I can go to movie and see Frankenstein. I pick up the news and turn on with some white boy and wiped out 20 people. I'm not scared of them the next day because I've been around white folks. And so when I got into the movement, okay, and I met white folks, Father Flager, George O'Hare, one of the brilliant, lovable people on the planet. I got to meet them through the movement. And so now we go back to the question you just asked. When you talk about the N-word, the real word, you know what it is. 98% of black women do not use that word. Okay? Black men. Most white folks don't know that. They think all black folks say it.
Right.
98% of black women. I've been married to a black woman, 56, never heard her say that word, so it must be a man thing. But when it come to us, nobody do the research. We just don't. And so now let's look at what happened with the down there with the flag. With the flag, it wasn't that. Let me tell you, if you want to get flags down, in Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, and South and North Dakota, all you got to do is call for black folks and decent white folks to send no more your child athletes to them states. They'd have tore that flag down tonight, okay? That's their love of football. And when you think of football, you think of a black person. So that show you subconsciously what they really think about me. If it talks about don't send Negro or decent white folks athletes to them schools, it would end overnight. Mm-hmm. And so again now, what happened around the world, it had nothing to do with the flag. It had something to do with those black folks saying, we forgive them, we don't hold no grudge. The world wasn't ready for that.
Right.
And then from that, then came the flag. That's where all the worldwide, see, there's worldwide opinions that make us react to. And so consequently, people don't know black folks. This is out of a Philadelphia paper, Sunday, the Philadelphia Inquiry, one of the fifth papers, good papers at that time, that's no longer.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, March the 9th, 1997. Look it up. In daily life, blacks found to be more religious than white folks. Now, I would not say this if I didn't have this paper, because you got black folks and white folks would think I'm lying. This is a white paper, mm-hmm. and it was a sociology group that found out and said, now, so now when you know that, then you see why they was reacting the way they was reacting. The question that should be asked, is that young white boy that did the killing, he will never be able to be tried in the state. Did you know that?
Well, sure. That's impossible, isn't it?
No. It's impossible because that judge did something that no judge have ever done before. He let the families come up at the arraignment and tell the world how they felt about him killing their family. That alone, you don't have to be a lawyer to get that thrown out the whole state. And then you got to ask, was that an accident? All those statements have always been made in American court after the trial was over.
Right.
Okay? And so now, so when you look at that, so now what happened, the world sit and watch those black folks. It was the number one story in the planet.
Yeah.
And I have researchers all over the world, and I'm calling, and they just feel, they even felt bad. They have black folks up here. I don't know why they always forgiven. That's the nature of them. And so out of that comes bring the flag down. And the flag is going to come down. You know, when you start talking about advertising, when you start talking about affecting the economy, just like what happened with that gay thing and all you folks talking about the gay thing. Look, you think that's something new? George Washington with them tight satin pants on, them high wigs and makeup. Y'all crazy. You think this just started?
No, it's been around for centuries, hasn't it? But Dick, when you see the flag, you've been on the planet for quite a while. You're 82 years old. When you see the flag today, what comes to mind? When you see that Confederate flag, how does that affect you?
You can't ask me that or most black folk because there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
Black men is 4% of America's population. We got almost 400 million people. 80% of prostate cancer death is black men. Okay? Black women is 6% of America. 98% of thyroid tumors is black women. And so when I got a choice between eating or functioning or sending my child to school, black folks have the same feeling about sending their child to school, to grade school, to high school, as white folks do. Now you look at white America, they never thought they'd see the day they'd have a child coming out of Harvard, Yale, University, and can't get a job.
Yeah.
And so consequently, now we've been through this. And so when I see that flag, I look at it and I have the same feeling. Let me cut it short.
All right.
If we went to Germany today, right?
Yeah.
As mean and as vicious as those Nazis and Hitler was, you couldn't see a swastika hanging nowhere in Germany, but in America you can.
How about that?
Do I have to say any more about that?
No, you're fine, Dick. We're short on time, but really quick, if people want to know more about what you're doing, I know how busy you are. Where can they reach you? Is your website the best way to find you?
The website was best to build. Since the president say the way he feel about my humor, y'all should go hang out at the White House.
He said,
let me just say this. This is not the first time I've been mentioned by a president, okay? When Nixon was president, the AP called me and said, Mr. Gregory, we just discovered Nixon has a hate list, and you number three on the hate list. Can we get a statement? I said, yeah, tell him I accept before he changes his mind.
Go to Dick's website. It's dickgregory.com. Always entertaining. Dick, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bless you.
That's Dick Gregory, everybody. And more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.